Hello everyone, welcome to 5 Minutes with God. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Romans 1, 21 through 22. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became fertile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became foolish. We can learn a lot from YouTube and other places and things, and sometimes we learn the good and the bad. Even watching the news is a lot on the news we can learn about the world, and some of it makes some of us stand back and see the world as what it is. And some of it makes us more intrigued, but cautious. And as we get deeper, maybe into learning more, some things make us colder or become more aware. But wherever we learn, we must understand that the information we learn can affect us in a good and bad way. And honestly, the more I learn about the world, the more I become aware of people and how hateful and cold the world can be. And yes, there's good moments and things and people in this world. I won't take that from it. But when we look at this world in a spiritual sense and not a physical one, we become more aware of how and what a people's heart is truly is. We as believers of God must go to him every day and say, Father, this is what I'm dealing with. And see, I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be anything else but what you would like for me to be. I want to be more like you. Because if we aren't careful, our heart can become just as dark as anyone else. Paul says it in 1 Corinthians 10 to 12. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. He says, if we aren't standing firm, we can fall. And any believer, true believer, would tell you, I have problems. I have issues. I have vices. But I give everything to God. I keep myself on a short leash because I know what I can become. Meaning I pray every day. I read my word every day. I meditate. I fast when I can because I know if I give myself a little breathing room and if I don't submit to the Holy Spirit and hear him when he speaks, I will fall. How many of us can admit that? We can fall if we give ourselves so much room. No, this doesn't make us weak. This makes us know who we are and what we need, which is Christ. Every day we have the opportunity to go to him and say, hey, I have a problem. Or, hey, I need your help. Or, hey, I messed up. But when we don't go to him, that's where the problem lies. That's when our heart gets cold and dark because we aren't listening to him anymore. We're listening to our own desires. And those desires can make our heart dark. Job 22:21-22 says this, submit to God and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. Accept the instructions from his mouth and lay up his word in your heart. See, this verse says it here. Accept the Lord's instructions. Lay on them on your heart. That's where true change is. It's in the heart. We can lie to ourselves and pat ourselves on the back and say, I did this and I did that. But true change is when we allow God to change our heart. Don't allow this world to make your heart dark, but allow God to make it pure. Allow God to show you what he desires for you to do and how we as Christians or believers should be. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for the word today, Father God. We ask you today, Father God, to change us. Father God, help our heart not to be dark. Help our heart to be pure, Father God. Father God, we hand over our vices, our problems, and anything else we're dealing with, Father God, our shortcomings, we place it at your feet. We ask you to help us get over this hurdle that we're in, get over this season that we're in. Father God, we don't want to rush the process if we're in a season, but Father God, help us understand where you want us at. Help us understand what you want us to do. Father God, help us to open our heart and ears and eyes to hear and see you, Father God, and feel you when you speak to us. Father God, help us not to be so full of sin that we block you from hearing you, Father God. Father God, if we're blocked right now from hearing you, Father God, open our ears. Father God, if you're showing something, open our eyes. Father God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for doing that for us. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day, Father God. Father God, we ask you today to help us be better than we were yesterday. Father God, we ask you to help us be kind, help us be compassionate, help us be loving, Father God. Help us be patient, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for our strength. We thank you for our jobs, Father God. We ask you to continue to bless us with favor, Father God, as we go back and forth over the dangerous highways, Father God. Touch our families, Father God. Help them have peace on their job, Father God. Father God, please direct them the way you want them to go, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you could, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.